So, Susie, you guys at Kent Police are warning of this current trend in social media sites with sexual images of children and gossip being shared with large groups of people on these so-called bait-out sites or in groups. What's that all about? Because for many people, I'm sure they probably won't know what they are.
Well, basically, the bait-out groups and pages have been set up on the social media sites that the young people are actually use and have used to share the images of themselves, but it's a way of a bully to actually really target that individual and shame them in relation to their behaviour, because obviously they've shared an image potentially with a friend, they were in a relationship with somebody at a time before. That relationship may have broken down, and the individuals haven't deleted the images when months after they'd shared them. So from my perspective, don't take the nude, don't share the nude, because actually that's a criminal offence. That's the indecent images of children.
It's not just the children that could kind of be brought in here for questioning, is it? It's the parents too in some cases, isn't it?
When the platforms are told about the indecent image that has been shared, they tell us. We then will obtain a warrant, we'll go to the premises, and the likelihood is that the person that is paying that bill, that will be the person that we will want to speak to, because that's the phone, the device that has been used to share that image. We will be looking at that individual. Now, that can cause quite significant upset to anyone, the fact that obviously the police are knocking at their door. Not everybody actually wants to speak to the police. And actually, from a professional point of view, it could be very embarrassing for a number of people as well.
So what would you kind of say to parents that maybe don't police their children's phones as much as they should do?
Well, they've got the right to. They're paying the bill. So actually, I think work with your child, your teenager, know what they're doing. Don't let them be on their phones in a room for long periods of times by themselves without checking up on them. And it's not just phones. Actually, someone that would want to groom or target a child will do that through other mediums, such as when the children are playing games online.
Is this quite a new development, you think?
Definitely. Within the last 2 years, I've seen, and the team that we've got dedicated to dealing with online grooming, I've seen a real step change in relation to the amount of work that actually is reported to us and what we're having to do to actually protect children. It's significantly grown, and we have been supported again by the Police and Crime Commissioner and the Chief Officer team here in Kent to actually grow that team, because the need is there, the demand for us to actually respond to online abuse is growing on a year-on basis.
So if a child is obviously found sort of in this possession and they're convicted and things like that, what kind of sentences are we talking about here? Would they go to prison or would they be put on a register? What's kind of the deal with that?
Well, yes, you would go on a sexual, it would depend on how obviously we were going to actually deal with it, and there are a number of different outcomes that actually we within policing and working with children's social services as to how we would actually deal with any particular matter that is brought to our attention and the severity around it. And obviously the terms of imprisonment would be different in relation to whatever offences we would actually uncover. So they could range from, you know, working with a child that would be cautioned, we'd be looking at, if depending on the risk, whether we would want to look for a risk of sexual harm order, and worst case scenario, you could go to prison. I think the reason of us actually raising awareness around this particular topic again is as a consequence of 40 children that we're currently working with across Kent from a number of schools that have been sharing indecent images of themselves. So we've got this within Kent. We've got victims that have been, I suppose, tricked by this bait out group, and actually we're raising awareness, because that's 40 children in the last couple of weeks that have shared an indecent image of a child. So, you know, as I said at the very start, don't take the photograph. Do not share it, no matter how much pressure that you are put under. Please just safeguard yourself as a teenager as much as you can. And if you have shared the image, then please tell a parent or a guardian or a carer. And if you don't feel that you can, then come forward and talk to us within the police.